The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we're here this morning with my lovely co-host, Miss Robin.
Good morning.
Actually, it's not Miss Robin anymore, is it?
Nope. Even though I still have a hard time saying it sometimes.
It's Madame, not Mademoiselle. It's the Queen rather than the Princess.
That's what I told my sister this week.
Probably. All right, hey. Got a bunch of nice pictures from Captain Dawn down there in Stony Beach or wherever he's from down that way, Pasadena, or I'm close anyway. Sorry, Captain Dawn, but he showed up at Blazing Camo Day the other day in his camo jacket, which was pretty nice.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, and he got to meet, I got a nice picture of him and the governor and so forth. Some of our directors showed up, you know, from the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Laura Rigsby came down from Frederick, and Tom Slavin was there from Cecil County, so it was all good. What a pretty good day. And then there's some others there that wanted to be there but had other obligations, out of town, out of state, that type of thing. But, you know, hey, if you saw it or heard about it or wanted to go or showed up, give us a call here, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And we're getting texts and everything else. Yeah. So, a friend was there. Chuck was there. Captain Don was there. And a fellow from Easton. I can't remember his name. I'm sorry. I don't even want to say it because I can't remember. And I apologize. Give us a call. Anyway, it was a good time. Blazing Camo Day went well. We didn't put a lot on our Facebook page at this point. There's some announcements we want to make, and we want to make sure we make them right. But we'll share a few more pictures as we go along, you know. So 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to get a ticket to go to the National Outdoor Show, that's in Golden Hill, February 23rd, 24th. That's a Friday and Saturday. It's home to the National Muskrat Skinning Championship. Robin and I'll be there with bucks, bears, and stags. And that is a scoring enterprise here in Maryland that's growing a little bit.
Yes.
And we want to be eventually bigger than that. And I think we will.
I think we will. We're getting people in. We need some of the historical records. People want to get.
We do, yeah.
We'll honor historical records from other trophy deer contests.
The Maryland Trophy Deer Contest. If you have a deer that was scored by the Maryland Trophy Deer Contest and you'd like to actually have your name appear in a book or be a part of Bucks, Bears, Stags, you can go on our Facebook page. You can private message us. You can go to BBS at bucks-bears-stags.com.
And I have a phone number in there, too.
There's a phone number if you want to text Robin or private message her. She's the executive director of that enterprise. We've got several Boone and Crockett scores and authorized scores helping us out. And we plan on growing this as large as it can grow. Because you know what? We have a world-class white-tailed deer herd here in Maryland. Although it's taken quite a hit here in the last decade, we're down by a third. We've also got a unique sick of deer population. Nowhere else in the country is there a live sick of deer population and a robust and growing black bear population. So those people have taken, you know, good specimens. We're inviting them to showcase the resource and, you know, give them some recognition.
So we really want to show what Maryland offers.
Indeed. It's not a contest.
It's not a contest.
Nope, not a contest. We don't talk about trophies. We just want to showcase some of Maryland's finest animals. So there you go.
And get the younger people really interested in it.
The younger people, and, you know, promote the heritage and passion that we all have for.
And novices. You don't have to be younger to be a novice. We've got one novice who's in her 70s.
In her 70s.
So I think it's great.
I do too. Absolutely. Let's talk to a couple folks here. Here's Fran in Baltimore. Good morning, Fran. Good hearing from you. Good to see you on Thursday.
Good morning. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Fran. How are you doing?
I didn't see you there yesterday.
I decided that was Alan. That's Alan's big thing with all of you all, and I thought I'd stay home and let him enjoy it.
Oh, okay.
Well, but I heard all about it, trust me, over and over and over.
Well, let me tell you, I had the best time of any of the Camo days I've ever been to.
Awesome.
So this was my third one out of four, okay?
Right.
I let the weather people scare me off last year, but I told them on the TV, I don't care what you say is coming. I'm going this year.
There you go. That's right.
And then, it was just great. You know, I thought about the first time I went, you know, I took a little book because I thought, I don't know, you know, people going to, you know, talk with me or socialize or whatever. I haven't taken a book since, you know. But it is so good. See, once you start going and you get to meet people and they know you and you feel like you kind of know them, you know, everybody meets, it is so much fun. So I'm going to be talking and the people the whole time I'm there, you know. And I was a little bit late and Chuck thought I wasn't coming. And so I took my Rollator, I took my walker yesterday, and it's sometimes it's easy to handle. And I came around the curve, and he goes, "You're late." I thought, "Excuse me." But anyway, it was just great. And you meet people, you say, "Oh, I know that guy, that guy." That, and then people come over and introduce themselves, and you talk, you know, you talk about the hunting, and you talk about all kinds of things and a little politics. And it's so nice. I really enjoy myself. And so too many women showed up, but I thought, well, I got them all for myself. So so then the governor, somebody went over and talked to him, and I don't know what happened. Somebody said, "Oh, the governor's coming over to meet you, Fran." I thought, who, me? You know, he came over to meet me, took a picture with me, and I was going to stand up, you know, I was sitting on a wall. I took my cushion because I know that wall is cold, you know. I took my cushion this year. And so I was going to get up and give the governor a cushion because I didn't want him, you know, to sit on the brick. He sat right on that cold brick and was just as nice to take a picture with me and a couple other people. And they just make you feel so good. And it makes you think, oh, you know, I'm glad I pushed myself.
Well, maybe, Fran, maybe I'll see you there next year. Now I know I've got a wall I can sit on and I can bring a pillow with me.
Yeah, I brought a cushion. It was nice, you know, and you dress warm. And it's the people that really make it, they'll make you feel welcome. And you know them from each year, you know, and they all. It was just great. I had the best time I've had. Transportation went well. So I was glad I pushed myself.
Good.
Very
cool.
We
were glad to see you there. We certainly were.
I had a great time.
Yep.
Have a good one, you guys.
Okay,
you
thanks,
too, Fran.
Bye. Appreciate the call. Bye-bye. There she goes. Let's see. There's Lee in Towson and then Pete in Severn. Good morning, Lee. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Alan.
What's going on, buddy?
I haven't been out to try to break my record with Kane Pickles, but the weather hadn't been good, and everywhere I go has ice on it.
Yeah, yeah.
My son, he's determined. He thinks he's gonna smash it.
But, he's gonna smash your record, huh? 8 pound,
yeah,
right?
Right?
8 pound.
If he can beat an 8 pound pickerel, you know, God bless him. But Alan, the reason I called, and I think I spoke to you briefly about this issue on the Susquehanna River. We're trying to get a more defined line for the catch and release on the northern boundary up in the Lapinum Port Deposit area, using our proposal that I took to Annapolis. I finally got to Annapolis and got on the advisory committee through the blessing of Jim Gracie. Got me to, a moment to speak. And I'm just trying to get the support of the fishermen out there. I need input through the internet via It's through the MSSA. Dave Smith put our proposal with the MSSA's blessing for the line to be moved to the base of Spencer Island.
Right.
Which would be a straight line across the Susquehanna River, as where the line currently has from Lapinum to Brother Sister Rock over to Tome's Landing, which is when the river is on a high tide and or flood, the Brother Sister Rocks are covered.
Right.
So we're trying, working with the department to get that line straight.
Well, tell you what, Lee, didn't mean to interrupt you, but why don't you send me an email with all this stuff, and then we'll talk about it on the show. I mean, you're talking about it now, but, you know, we can further discuss it, and at least I'll have a little bit of background on what's going on with that. How's that?
Absolutely, Alan.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That would be great. And let me ask you, the number you left with Chris, is that your cell phone?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a great emailer, but my daughter's kind of taking the reins on this, and I can...
That'd be great. Sure.
If you call me or whatever, I can forward it to her, and I'm trying to get the younger generation involved in this fishery. And Alan, truthfully, there's only about two dozen of us that even use that catch and release up there. And,
right.
We've had some issues with the department fighting people, including us, about going above the line.
Right.
And that's where we need to get a straight line. The line now is not straight, as you can
sure.
visualize.
Yes, I can. Got it.
And I'm just trying to get support from people, fishermen,
okay.
fisherwomen.
Yep.
Fisher
well,
women.
Got it.
And,
got it.
And it's going pretty well. It's going to be brought up at the next meeting, and I will be present at the that meeting. But
okay.
I haven't gotten a chance to go out and do any pickerel fishing yet. It's been cold.
Yeah. All right.
My blood doesn't warm up like it used to, but I'm going to get out there hopefully this week sometime.
Good. Good for you. All right, Lee. Well, I'll tell you what. Drop that email to me with the details, and we'll discuss it further, and I'll get in touch with you via telephone, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Alan.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good morning.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's see. We've got Pete in Severn holding on for a while. How you doing, Pete? Thanks for holding. How you doing?
Alan, I'm having a great morning. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. What's going on?
Well, you and I talked before.
Yep.
I used to own the Three Aces, and I sold those last January, a year
right.
ago. And we've taken a year to get all the things cleared up, and I've had a time to think about what I wanted to do. And one of the things I used to enjoy as a kid, I'm talking about kid, was fishing. I used to like going out and
sure.
running around the lake and doing all that kind of stuff. And anyway, so after 50-some years of delay, I'm going to get back into fishing.
Good, man. That's wonderful to hear. Wonderful to hear.
I tell you, this is all ordinary to you guys. I said, I'm back to being a 10-year-old kid in 1960.
Nice, nice.
I said, swivels are exciting to me right now. So, but it's fun to think that all that's out there, God gave it to us, and we can enjoy it if we just take a little interest in it. But I'm having a lot of fun getting tackle together and talking to different people. And one of the challenges I may have is just finding some good places to fish. I'm more interested in fishing lakes, ponds, streams, and all that starting out. I don't want to buy an expensive boat to go on the bay.
Right.
Soon rent somebody else's. But I bought one of those twin trollers. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
So, I don't know. What's your opinion of that?
Well, if it gets you out on the water and you like it, and you learn to use it, that's all good, man. It's all good. I don't have a particular opinion about that particular thing because I've not had a lot of experience with it. But, you know, do you like it?
Yeah, I've talked to several people that have them, and it's like a compact car.
Yeah.
Everything the big car does, just
yep.
a little closer. But it only draws 8 inches of water and has two 36-pound thrust motors in a little twin hull.
Yep. That's all you need. All you need. Just make sure you have your personal flotation device on when you go out there.
Yeah. Would you recommend the vest that are just there, and then if you hit the water, they inflate? What would you recommend now?
I like those. I like there's the one that that does automatically inflate. I like those a lot because they're not as bulky as the big Mae West, so to speak, you know. But the ones that have the CO2 cartridge to inflate, you pull the tab. Yeah, I like those a lot. I've worn them and I enjoy wearing them because it gives you a lot more freedom of movement, you know.
That's good stuff.
Yep.
That's good stuff.
Well, it sounds like you're hitting all the right places.
Well, I've been listening to you for a lot of years, brother.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So.
Well, I have been. I've never called in because I'm not a hunter and don't have a desire to be.
Right.
I always like fishing, but
we love fishing and crabbing and all that stuff. It's fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. That's what we talk about.
And the fishing and the crabbing is my part.
The fishing and crabbing is Robin's end of the piano. More so. I mean, I've fished since I was 5 years old. So over 50 years of fishing. I don't get to do it as much as I ought to, and I like it. I think I've lost a little bit of my skill level, though, since I let Robin beat me the first time I ever took her fishing. But, I let her beat me. I showed her where to stand and where to cast, you know, and then I just kind of stood off to the side. And
you shook the bait off your hook for you.
I did, yeah, exactly. I was just kind of throwing nothing out there.
I've been fishing since I was 2.
Man, I'm telling you, he knows what to do. Yeah. Got me to a point.
Finally gotcha.
I'm all in.
Man, you were tough to reel in, buddy, but we got you.
I was tied up for 40 years with retail stores and 100 employees and all that, and I don't have that now, so I'm able to enjoy what you enjoy now.
That's
so we'll
all good.
Another time, maybe we can talk off the air sometime, but God bless you.
Thanks, Pete. Thank you. Appreciate it. Nice meeting you last year, so, you know, we'll be talking. Okay?
Have a great day.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Nice man. Yeah, met him in here last year. Good guy. So, all right, guess what? Bay Country Crab and Supply in Edgewater has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing, and now bay fishing tackle, too. I was in there 2 days ago, right? Yeah, I was in there Thursday when we had Blazing Camo Day. Went in after that and looked around a little bit. Bay Country Crab and Supply, located 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. They've got stackable traps and commercial pots and rigged trot lines and trot line parts and live boxes and nets and ropes and buoys and stainless steel steamers and a full line of bay fishing tackle and gear. You can see Bay Country Crabbing Supply February 17th and 18th at the Pasadena Sport Fishing Show, February 24th at the Annapolis Fishing Show. April 14th is their open house at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. For more information, call Bay Country Crabbing Supply, 410-956-0300. That website is baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Attention watermen, bring your license, you get a discount.
The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by My Outdoor TV, February 3rd to the 11th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Over 1,100 outdoor exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, nearly 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events, and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery at the world's largest outdoor show. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org, February 3rd to the 11th in Harrisburg.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number 1 and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Hey, we're back. I
my turn to tell you about the big sale down there at Chesapeake Outdoors. Indeed, Chesapeake Outdoors is having a sale. It's 20, 30, 40 off. And I think it's 20 off crossbows and 30 off decoys and 40 off clothing. I'm pretty sure. It's 20 off of something, 30 off of something, and 40 off of something, according to the manager down there, our buddy John. But I think I got it right. You know, you might have to go check that out, but I'm pretty sure it's 20 on crossbows and 30 on decoys and 40 on clothing. I'm kind of pretty sure. Chesapeake Outdoors, they're located at exit 39B on Ken Island. Last day of goose season. You know, all you guys out there shooting your limit, well, I head on down there to Chesapeake Outdoors and get those geese dressed out, breasted out, plucked, prepared for the table just like they want to do during the late season, and they do a great job. We had Jacob and I had a goose hunt down there, and we took our geese in, and they did a great job for us. So let's say 20% off crossbows. We're talking about Excalibur, 10-point, Carbon Express, Barnett, and others. They do have the Raven crossbow, and I think this is on in-stock models only. Then, of course, the 40% off the Banded and the Under Armour clothing and others. And then the waterfowl decoys. Well, there's all kinds of brands of waterfowl decoys that they carry, ducks and geese, and it's 30% off of those, I'm pretty sure. Exit 39B Dominion Road off Ken Island for Chesapeake Outdoors. First choice of Eastern Shore Hunters and Anglers, 410-604-2500. 604-2500. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. And then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. Then come and tell me why you're leaving me.
I think he's being nice. Bad this isn't TV.
Mm-hmm.
Now don't I let you wash the car on Sunday. Don't I warn you when you're getting fat.
Ain't I gonna take you fishing with me someday. Well, a man can't love a woman more than that.
Ain't I always nice to your kid sister. Don't I take her driving every night. So sit here at my feet, cause I like you when you're sweet. And you know it ain't feminine to fight. So
throw another log on the fire.
Everybody sing at home.
Cook me up some bacon and some beans.
Whoa.
Go out to the car and
lift it up and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans.
Come on, baby, you can
fill my pipe and then go fix my slippers
and boil me up another pot of tea. Then pour another log over the fire, baby, and come and tell me why you're leaving me.
Yeah! All right, we're back. Hey, those of you listening online and on the app, you heard the other station kick in for a few seconds. We had a caller mention a few non-sponsors, and it's not a bad thing, but when we cut that out, those names and so forth, only those listening live can hear the names. If you're listening online and that music from the other station, 1370, comes over, that's because we've hit the dump button. No offense to any callers, but it's, you know, I mean, it's just what we do. So I hope that explains it. So we've got two emails, and I know Robin's gotten a text from people that you know and that type of thing. So that's what happened. That's what happened.
It's only being fair to our sponsors.
Well, yeah, of course it's being fair to our sponsors, you know. So, I mean, we got Clyde's and, you know, Chesapeake Outdoors and others and Bay Country Crabbing Supply. And, you know, you mentioned a couple other people that aren't sponsors, and it's kind of company policy, you know. So anyway, 410 WCBM 680. I hope it's not a bad thing for those of you listening online. We're back now, right, Chris? Everything should be fine, and I hope that explains it. So yeah, you were getting a lot of grief for that, buddy. They thought you fell asleep.
Oh, no. It's only a 7-second delay.
I know. So, yep. But, 7 seconds seems like an eternity. When
exactly.
You're
it does.
Yep. So I hope that took care of Charles and Captain Don and whoever texted you and the others. So, all right. I got nobody to talk to other than Robin, and she's not talking to me because you played that song. So
I love that song.
I know.
What? I don't believe
it. I did it just for Robin.
I know you did.
Because, I mean, some of the comments she was making towards you, I figured, well, you know.
That's right.
About fair play.
That's right. She said I couldn't fish.
Now, next week, I just might play the man song to make up for it.
You just might. That's okay.
I like the beat on that song, though. The whole thing just gets you beeping in the morning.
Yep. It's a nice song.
Bebopping.
Yep. Well, hey, with no callers, we may as well entertain somebody somewhere, right? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Any comments are welcomed. Hey, the Maryland Hunting Coalition fourth annual, Hunting Legacy Dinner and Benefit, coming up March 31st, 2018, noon to 5. We added an hour, and it's at Martin's in Westminster. I mean, it's got the full... Man, everything as far as roast beef and steamed shrimp and turkey and salads, desserts and drinks and beer included, gun raffles, bucket raffles, silent auction, live auction, door prizes and awards. Go online, mdhuntingcoalition.org, mdhuntingcoalition, COALITION.org, and you'll see the benefit right there. You can get your tickets. And right now, if you buy your tickets for the event, I think a couple's ticket is $90 or individuals are $50, and a number of our listeners have already purchased their tickets. We do sell this thing out at 320 people. It's a nice event, but it's three for one on the early bird specials. So if you spend $100 for raffle tickets, you get $300 worth of raffle tickets plus. That's how we are. Let's talk to Andrew Timoney. Good morning, Andrew. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. What's up?
I wanted your opinion on something that happened to me a couple weeks ago. I was talking to some of my hunting buddies, and they said, no, you're wrong, but I wanted your thoughts on this.
Okay.
I have a pretty big property in Timonium, and it was a very cold day, and I was cooking up bacon. And after I cooked the bacon, I took the grease and took it outside my backyard and dumped it, right?
Yeah.
So about 3 hours later, four of the biggest deer I've ever seen in my backyard, right where I dumped that bacon grease. Are they attracted to the scent, or is it just coincidence that they were there a couple hours after I put that out?
Oh, I think deer are attracted to a lot of different scents. We had Brian Eiler on here a while ago and was talking about, you know, people put all these deer scents out and cover scents and attracting scents and everything you can buy commercially at the hunting store, that type of thing. And he said one university somewhere did a study and found out that one of the most attractive scents to deer is new car smell.
Really?
Yeah. So, I didn't run out and buy any down at the local auto store, okay? But, you know, it's kind of interesting. A long time ago, one of the first scents that came out as an attractant scent, I can't remember who made it, but it was a vanilla-based scent. And I thought, well, what the heck? It's early in the morning. I'm not seeing anything. The spray bottle's quiet. So I sprayed a few shots in the air, and sure enough, here about 10 minutes later, the wind was headed up to my right. I can't tell you if it was north, south, east, or west, but it was headed uphill to my right. Sure enough, about 10 minutes later, here comes a doe down through, and she's following these scent molecules, and she stops about 15 yards from me, puts her head up in the air, and curls that upper lip and takes in that whole scent of that vanilla spray. So, you know, it could be bacon grease. Now, did they actually eat the bacon grease?
No, they were just laying. I mean, it was one of the coldest days of the year.
Yeah.
So they were all huddled together, and they were just laying there. I didn't see them eating any of the plants or anything, but they were just right in the general area.
Yeah, they could. I'm not going to say they weren't attracted to it, you know. Maybe they just found something and they were curious. Deer are very curious animals, very curious. So.
Okay, glad to get your take on it.
All right, Andrew, thank you. Appreciate the call. Yep. J.R. in Towson, good morning.
Hey, Alan. It's been a long time since I've been able to call you, but I just heard you say that you hadn't had a call yet, so I thought I'd give you one to say.
Well, I appreciate that, man.
And you have now answered a question that I had a long time ago. My home was in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and we used to get a lot of deer coming down along I-75, from the Big Mac Bridge down to Roscommon or Houghton Lake.
Okay.
It had to be that new car smell. That's what
I know. It's my favorite smell.
Yeah, Robin loves that
smell. I love a new car smell.
Yeah, those deers, man, they're smart. They can smell everything.
Yeah, they can, yeah.
Of course, it tore the you-know-what out of my car.
Yeah, of course.
Because he came in over the hood, right front fender, left out the left rear, and caught the car right behind me, right smack dab in the middle.
Oh, boy.
So, but they had special permits for hunting on I-75. But when the game warden come out, you better make sure you knew which direction your rifle was pointing, you know, because they wanted the deer population down on I-75.
Yeah, sounds like it.
So anyway, that's all I have.
All right, JR Weddy, we appreciate the call.
Yeah, well,
that was great.
Good. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, man. Nice hearing from you again. Take care, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. Tony in Arbutus. Good morning, Tony.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, good. Well, I'm not a hunter.
Okay.
I'm not a fisherman, but love the outdoors.
All right.
And I listen to your show just for information.
Yep.
It's a friendly show. And about maybe a month ago, somebody called and you were talking about they had seen a critter, and you had indicated it was probably a fisher.
Right.
You know, I've been living my whole life in Maryland, and I've never heard of fishers being seen in Maryland.
Oh, yeah.
And I have in front of me a book that put out by the Maryland Naturalist called Extinct and Vanishing Mammals of Maryland.
Yeah.
And it kind of indicates that they're not even sure fishers were ever here. They're just... However,
guess what?
They're here.
They trap them every year.
Yeah, they're here.
There's plenty of them. I've got probably in 7 years of doing Maryland Hunting Quarterly, I've gotten 3 or 4 photos of fishers. One was on the cover, actually. They're a big giant weasel.
Oh yeah, you've seen them personally.
No, my ex-wife many years ago saw one in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, up in the mountains, right across the line from Western Maryland, of course. But you know, I mean, they're certainly not extinct, and they're certainly not endangered.
Wow.
They're rare and they're secretive.
Yeah, I called up DNR, and they confirmed that, yes, we do have a population.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no question.
I don't know if they're...
And we got bobcats, too, but nobody ever sees them.
Yeah,
So
yeah, there's even one bobcat that's been seen in Patuxent.
That doesn't
the wildlife refuge.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
By law, so,
doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
But anyhow, I thought that was extremely cool. Do you know if anybody's seen any martens in Maryland?
Pine marten, I'm sure we have them. I don't know that anybody particularly particularly pursues them. As far as fur trappers, they're a little difficult to trap. But I'm pretty sure we probably have a few pine marten here. They're more of a Midwest Western Canada species, you know, that type of thing. They're a little further west and north than here.
Yeah, you know, I was talking with, and I've been there. There's a state park north of Wilmington, where about 8 or 10 years ago, there was a whole bunch of confirmations of mountain lions being seen, tracks of the whole nine yards.
Sure.
And then it disappeared.
Yep.
But that's pretty cool. But anyway, I just kind of want to thank you for all the information that you give to your listeners.
Sure. Now,
thank you.
Been mountain lions seen and filmed in Western Maryland, but DNR won't confirm the existence of the mountain lion in Maryland. So.
Right.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You got it, Tony. Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we got Camo Preacher. Hey, I didn't see you since Thursday, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to say what a great time I had down in Annapolis with all of you guys. I was glad my schedule finally worked out to be able to join you. And my friend Rob from the E-Men's group, you know, ministry, he was down there with us, too. So scouting out things and just had a really great day.
Well, good. I mean, you got to meet the governor. I saw you got...
I did. Well, actually, I had met Governor Hogan several times in the Dundalk area. We talked briefly about
that. Oh, he loves that Dundalk parade.
Yeah, he said that that was his favorite.
Yeah.
So, he said something else. I don't know if you caught it, but he kind of mentioned, he said, you know, when I came to that Dundalk parade, I realized I was going to win the election.
How about that? That's
so,
pretty cool.
You know, I guess it's not so bad that I wound up here in Dundalk after all.
Not at all. You got it, buddy.
But I also wanted to mention about the deer scent.
Yes.
An experience I had. I was hunting down in PG County.
Okay.
And I was sitting up in a deer stand. And I had heard some old-timers talking about, you know, you'd be surprised what attracts a deer and what doesn't.
Right.
And I decided to experiment on my own. So I took one of those trash can stick-ups. You know, the air stick-up on the lid.
Okay.
And I got one that was apple-scented.
Yep.
Without exaggeration, I sat that under my seat on the deer stand, and literally within 15 minutes, I had a nice varsity 8-point buck come towards me, which I harvested.
Good.
The next day, I had a bunch of doe who were hanging around me. I harvested one of them. And then as I was letting those deer hang, about 3 or 4 days later, I'm thinking, okay, maybe this is a fluke or something. I don't know. We'll find out. So here it is 3 days later, another 10-point buck, which I didn't get a shot at because I left that for my friend who was about 50 yards to the side of me.
Right.
But he still, I mean, he made a beeline directly towards me and my stand.
They love that.
And just came over there. So I was just surprised. You know, yeah, you got to maintain scent control and everything, but experiment a little bit. Find
sure.
out.
What hey, look, if you look, you stop at the convenience store, go to the restroom before the hunt, and you get that margarita apple scent on you, you know, on your clothes. I mean, you may not have to spray a cover scent. You know?
To this day, I use apple-scented shampoo
good
in
for
the morning before I go out.
Good for you.
Now, I spray my clothes.
Sure.
With, you know, scent control and stuff. But
right.
I'm just saying, it worked for me.
Maybe you ought to eat an apple while you're in the stand.
Hey, it's something for your breath, you know. I'm
well, I'm not buying any. I'm not buying.
Know?
I am not buying chlorophyll gum
oh,
to cover my breath.
Nasty. Okay?
Yeah, I know.
So.
Well, all right, buddy.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to chime in on the Blazing Camo Day.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Yep. Thank you, Camo Preacher. Appreciate it. We'll see you soon.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Hey. Captain Don chimed in. How about new pickup truck smell? Maybe that's why they got me last June. You know, deer ran into the side and blew up the side airbag, and Captain Don's lost his hearing over it.
I know.
By deer. So, yeah, it was good to see him at Blazing Camo Day, too. So, in his camo. So, and Russ and his buddy from Dundalk. Yeah, it was good. It was a good day all around. Good for all of us. So, anyway, all of the hunters here in Maryland, a lot of good stuff coming out. So, All right. I want to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108. They're getting ready for fishing season. You know, the hunting's just about done. Perch season. You know, the perch are going to start to run here real soon. Of course, it's been cold. I don't doubt that they're out there staging right now. I don't doubt that people are catching them right now. I haven't checked the angler's log, but I'll bet they're catching crappies and yellow perch and all the cold water species. I'm seeing pictures of pickerel on there. So, you know, cold weather is actually a good time to fish for some of those cold water species. We used to go to Canada. I digress here a little bit, right after ice out. And that's when the pike were spawning, and we were catching northern pike and walleyes and that type of thing in that very, very cold water. So same thing applies here. Anyway, I digress. Clyde's getting ready for fishing season. They're going to have everything you could need, want, or imagine. If you need, now's the time to get your rods and reels repaired and ready to go. Get some new line on there. Stock up on your panfish jigs and your shad darts. Take a look at all the new striper lures and that type of thing, and make sure that you know, you tell Clyde's when you go in there, you heard about him on the Outdoors and Radio Show. We appreciate that part of it. But, and, you know, with hunting season being over, get your guns in there now to get fixed. Lawrence will take care of your guns. Don't wait till 10 minutes before the next hunting season and go, oh, I got to do something. Now's the time. Get it done. Put it back in the gun safe. Put it back in the case. And you got it kind of done and you'll be ready to go. Yep, all good. All right, Clyde Sports Shop again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just up at way exit 9. Phone number 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop.
WCBM, Baltimore.
The cold weather pattern will continue into this week and clear this morning. With some afternoon sunshine, it'll be breezy with a high reaching 36. And the clouds will move in tonight with a low dropping to 27. As precipitation first develops early on Sunday, it may fall as a wintry mix of snow, sleet, or freezing rain. Then a shift to all rain into the afternoon hours as the high approaches 40. And then dry, breezy, and cold on Monday with a clearing trend taking place at a high temperature only hitting the mid-30s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by My Outdoor TV, February 3rd to the 11th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Over 1,100 outdoor exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, nearly 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events, and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery at the world's largest outdoor show. Tickets on sale now at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. February 3rd to the 11th in Harrisburg.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Hey, there's a sale going on at Chesapeake Outdoors. And I wrote it all down. John gave me the percentages, and it's 20% off of, I think, crossbows, and it's 30% off of, I think, decoys, and it's 40% off of, I think, clothing. Because I don't have the card in front of me. But if my photogenic memory serves me right, that was correct. 20 off crossbows, 30 off decoys, and 40 off clothing. And the clothing is Banded and Under Armour and some others that, you know, are camo and, you know, all that stuff. So you can check that out. The crossbows include Barnett and Mission and 10-point and Excalibur and Carbon Express. I'm not sure if he's got any Ravens in stock. I know that Raven has come out with a couple new bows, so you might want to check that out too. But 20, 30, and 40. 30% off all waterfowl decoys, which ducks and geese, that's the time to stock up for next year. And don't forget, they've got a full line of firearms, they're, you know, goose season running out, but, you know, we've got some plenty of goose season ahead of us, too. But they do all the waterfowl picking, too. They'll be doing that today. They got the great selection of Yeti coolers and tumblers and bags and all the Yeti line of stuff and, you know, Chesapeake Outdoors. Exit 39B, that's Dominion Road, right there in Kent Island. It's technically Chester, Maryland, but it's Route 50, exit 39B. Dominion Road, that's all you got to remember. Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Tom Brady, I'm 680 WCBM.
That's a big one.
The longer he fights, the greater the risk the gator will get off the line.
Watch it.
He aims for the only place a gator is vulnerable, a tiny kill spot at the back of the head.
Whoa, that's a shooter. That's a shooter. You saw that? Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Wow. You need to shoot that job before you get off. Shoot him, man. Shoot him. If you don't shoot them in that right spot, it just pisses them off. But we're going to get them good the first shot. You're in trouble. You're in for a ride.
Shoot them again.
Shoot!
Shoot them! Shoot them, Robin! Shoot them!
We're going gator hunting. I want to go to Mississippi and go gator hunting.
That's fine. I don't want to go, what do you call it, grappling?
Grappling? For gator?
No.
What?
For
catfish? You want to do that?
My family used to. I like to see what it's like.
Okay, we'll try it. Let's see. Henry and Jessup, and then Mark in Henderson. Good morning, Henry. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Yes, sir.
I want to take a little experience.
Okay.
I was hunting probably about 5 years ago in Allegheny County.
Yes, sir.
Bow hunting. And it was most... It was in September when bow season had first come in.
Right.
It was warm weather. It was comfortable weather.
Right, right.
And I walked down this little path. I was hunting by my brother-in-law was with me. He's hunting another place.
Uh-huh.
I was on this little path following through the woods.
Right.
And I know you have. Did you ever smell the earth?
Yeah, sure.
You know, the smell of the
dirt.
Leaves.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, that means it was beautiful. It was so quiet. No one around. Walking back his path. Come to big sharp drop on a mountain.
Yep.
I look at my locust tree. I think it was poplar tree.
All right.
And there was two hawks sitting up there.
Okay.
I was fully camouflaged, took my glove off, my one hand, and wipe my hair or whatever I was going to do with my hand. Here the hawk come down and almost hit me.
Yep.
I mean, it's one thing I will never forget.
Nope.
You see my white hand.
Scary, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
surprising, if not scary.
Yeah. I was put my glove back on. He flew back up the same tree with the other hawk.
Wow.
And it wasn't long at all. Blue jays were coming out of the pine trees.
Right.
And go back in. And they keep turning their head, watching them. And this one blue jay took off to go across to the other mountain. The hawk took off and caught in midair.
Right in midair. Yep.
Yeah, that's one thing I will never forget.
Nope.
That's cool.
You never see. Yeah, I've seen that with Cooper's hawks in Howard County, and mm-hmm. it's very fascinating. I love the birds of prey. So great story, Henry. Great story. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye, Henry.
Bye, Henry. Mark in Henderson. Yes. Whoops. Mark in Henderson. Good morning. Yeah. How are you,
Alan?
Sir? Yes, sir. I'm here. Yep.
I'm good. I called to get tickets for the outdoor show, and just to say I enjoy your show.
Oh, good.
You having Robin on.
Well, good. I'm glad you enjoy it. And
awesome.
You got it. We'll get some tickets to you. Did you leave your phone number with Chris?
I did.
All right.
And address, like mail them out.
Yeah. Did he get your address yet?
No. He said he'll call me back.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll put you on hold. He can write your address down, and we'll go from there. How are things in Henderson this morning?
It's cold.
Yeah. Yeah. It was cold in Easton. I can tell you that.
Yep. I farm out here, and I raise chickens, and every Saturday morning I love to turn your show on and listen to you as I go from farm to farm.
Oh, I appreciate
great.
That.
Well, maybe we'll see you down at the outdoor show.
See you down at the outdoor show. You hunt, Mark?
No, I just enjoy the law of life from hunting. I mean, from farming.
Yeah, good.
I don't need to hunt. I enjoy it. And
got it.
Yeah, it's not one of them things I can sit there long enough to enjoy because I think it's one of the other jobs I have.
Yeah, you're like my grandson. He doesn't like to sit and wait. He likes things to happen, you know, and it just doesn't go that way. But he's learned patience in the deer stand, so I'm pretty happy with that. Pretty proud of him.
But we see great wildlife. We seen a beaver the other day. I showed my 7-year-old grandson walk across the field. You know,
that's nice.
Well, I lived over on the Eastern Shore for like what past 40 years, and I've seen more since I've been dating Alan, just because he points stuff out to me I didn't pay attention to before, and it's
that's
just
correct,
gorgeous.
Robin.
Yep,
they're out there. You just have to look for.
Got to look for them. Yep.
Yes,
yep. Driving along the other day down towards St. Michael's, and I'm talking, you know, and I'm not paying attention. I'm just driving along, and I look over right alongside the road. There's probably 30 turkeys there feeding along. I mean, right alongside the road. And it's like, whoa, those were turkeys. You know, you kind of got to pay attention. So
that's right.
All right, Mark.
Cross the road here on our farm all the time.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, and enjoy it.
And see you soon. Thanks.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Well, that'll about do it. I think Mark's the last caller. I want to tell you one more time about Clyde Sport Shop. Don't forget, they've got the full line of Browning firearms, the great firearms from Browning. Yes, the Browning BPS pump shotgun, great pump action shotgun, the A5 with 100,000 round 5-year guarantee. They've got the A-Bolt 3, a gun that comes mounted with a Nikon scope from the factory. They've got the Satori for shotgun shooting sports, and over and under, that's a terrific gun. So if you're looking for a firearm, whether it's for home protection, whether it's for hunting, whether it's for just plain shooting, or fun, or plinking, stop by and see Clyde Sports Shop. They got the gun, they got the ammo, they got the expertise. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit